We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, Joe, it's time for the Manny Diaz Show. It's brought to you by Camping World, making RVing fun and easy since 1966, and by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota, proud sponsor of the Miami Hurricanes. Buying a car, selling a car, or need service, call 305-KENDALL. Coach Diaz is going to join us here for a couple minutes. Coach, really appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Good morning, Al. How are we doing?
Manny, we're hanging in there today. We are hanging there. By the way, I always wonder, do you ever watch any NFL football on a Sunday, or do you just too much other stuff going on?
It's hard because we're at work all day Sunday. We practice on Sundays. Sometimes you get home, you can catch the second half of the Sunday night game, which last night caught a long lightning delay, but that's usually about all you can get.
Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about the extra time off. I'm just curious. Give me your priority list for all that time off with your players and coaches and trying to get this thing flipped real quickly with this ACC actually wide open after what took place again and FSU beating North Carolina, who now has three ACC losses.
Yeah, there were a couple things. I mean, one, I think last week was about making sure that we're up for the fight. You know, we saw at the end of the Virginia game in terms of the way that we battled and played in the fourth quarter when things didn't look well. But the only way you can do that is you have to put them through some really hard work and just to see, you know, see if everybody's level when things get uncomfortable. And I thought our guys responded well to that. And then the other thing you have to do is, you know, most of the staff is, you know, we took time. You look at self-scout, you look at the things that are where you're not performing as well as you should. And you're able to break that down to the players, you know, things that we've got to get coached better, things that we've got to execute better. And you find a way to say, okay, listen, this is a snapshot of where we're at. It doesn't mean this is where we have to be. And then you go from there.
Coach, leadership on the team right now, which, by the way, we were talking about leadership even as far as the Dolphins go. Outside of Derek King, we always talk about his leadership, and, of course, he's not the quarterback right now because of injury. You feel good about the leadership? Because this is usually when you find out a lot about the guys you think are leaders when things aren't going perfectly.
You're right. You're exactly right. And it has emerged. You know, I think the urgency of some guys and seeing it, and part of it is just feeling that, you know, pardon the phrase, but that Derek King-sized hole in leadership is important as well. But the way you have to expose it is you have to make things, you know, as uncomfortable Monday through Friday as they were, you know, after the game. So it is. I think we're in a better place now. But ultimately, that's what we'll find out here in the next 6 days.
Coach, are you preparing Tyler Van Dyke to be the starter? Maybe not just for this week, but for the rest of the season, just in case Derek can't come back.
Well, yeah. Here's the situation with Derek. So really, the day after the Michigan State game, we knew that odds are the injury he suffered in his shoulder would probably need a surgery to correct. And if he had to have the surgery, that would end his season. There was a narrow avenue that, you know, he could rehab it and potentially come back and be able to play this season without needing a surgery. So we were going down that road. That's what Derek wanted, to go down that road, that, you know, that guy, as you saw in the Michigan State game, would do anything to get back on the field and to be able to play for us. But we're now however many weeks out, And I think in Derek's mind, I think we've exhausted that opportunity, that possibility. So he's going to get the surgery on his shoulder. And it's Tyler Van Dyke's team, you know, and I think we saw Tyler grow up in the second half of that Virginia game. I think our players, you know, respected that. They respected the toughness in which Tyler saw, not just with his ability to throw the ball, but what he did with his feet. And we all got to get behind Tyler.
How is the other guy, and that's Jake Garcia? I don't know if it's been injury or personal stuff. Where is he right now as far as his health?
Yeah, because Jake had a surgery on his ankle. So that's going to be, you know, that's going to be sometime November, optimistically. Wow. So yeah, I mean, that's what we're dealt. Obviously, injuries have been, you know, a major part of the story of this team, especially offensively. But you know, that's football, and it's next man up.
Coach, you're in a unique situation here because of the NCAA giving all these guys an extra year and a lot of guys coming back and some not playing well. How hard is it? And I know you got to do what's best for the team, but yet 21, 22-year-olds, they got a little pull over younger guys. How difficult has that been, taking some time? We've seen it. You've taken some time away from some veteran guys and given more to this last draft class or two?
Well, from a football standpoint, it's not difficult in terms of just, you know, getting the snaps to, you know, the guys that are being productive and making plays. What has been a challenge for this team, with the, you know, I don't know how to say it, a bloated roster, right? You've got more guys than you normally have, certainly have more older guys than you normally have on a team. And getting everybody comfortable with what their roles are. That for sure has been an issue, you know, because, you know, teams, you know, that sort of special bond between a team, I thought we did a great job of a year ago, just being a really connected team. Older guys want to play, you know, and when they're not playing, when their role is reduced, you know, that can cause a problem in the locker room. And so we have been working through that. I think, you know, sometimes as the roles get through the season, you're finding yourself. You're finding an identity of a team. I think we're in a better place. I think guys are a little more accepting now of where they're at. They don't have to like it, but they've got to accept it, you know, for the team to be able to move on. It was a unique challenge. It's tough when you've got older guys, some guys who have started and they're not playing. They're you know, it's that's a tough pill to swallow, but it is life.
But at the same time, when they are just playing college and professionally, guys know on the team who's playing well and who's not. It's not like some surprise. Like, it's not like you're the little league father and you decide to play your kid over somebody else. This is the tape. It doesn't lie when you're breaking down things. Guys know right away. Would you agree with that?
The locker room always knows, right? The locker room always knows. But again, you still want, you know, great teams have the sense of everybody pulling for one another, everybody
True.
Pulling together, and those type things. And look, we know this, and this is not a unique thing to Miami. You actually can see it around college football. You know, you're in this world now of, you know, NIL. You're in this world of the free transfer. You know, it's just, there's a lot of things that pull apart at the team construct, and a lot of things of, like, you know, which they're not all bad. I'm not saying these things are inherently bad, but it does allow for selfishness. Let's just say it for what it is. So to get everybody back to pulling one direction, whatever your role is, is part of any great team. And so, hey, because here's the point. Sometimes you still need guys to play in a backup role. We're not saying you can't play. We're just saying that, you know, that your minutes may get reduced. But, hey, when you're in there, there's only 11 guys on the field at the time. If you're one of those 11, we need you to play at a really high level. And that's what you see sometimes, is when guys get their roles reduced and then they allow their level of play to diminish when they are in there, then they still, in essence, their performance gets worse. Which does hurt the team. So that's, you know, that's been something that we've been working through, and a lot of one-on-one conversations that we've had, you know, with some of the players, and trying to find out, you know, that for us to be our best going forward, everybody's got to accept what their roles are.
Coach, last week there were reports of a scuffle fight at practice, then a players only meeting, and then you talked to the team after that. I mean, I just wonder if you want to comment on that. And if this did happen, do you think this is something that's good for your team at this point? Shows a little bit more fight with 7 games left of the season, the ACC still on the line.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think what happens there is something that's probably not as, you know, rare of a thing that happens on a practice field.
All right.
you know, I mentioned, I think when we talked a week ago, I mean, the team has shown fight, you know what I mean? They will fight for each other. We will play hard. We have to play better. But you know, listen, losing erodes trust. It just does. It does in every locker room and every sport. And sometimes things got to get out in the open, which can be raw, and that's not always a bad thing because people do care, and that's all. At the end of the day, that's what you want to see, right? You want to see a team that cares, and we do have guys that care that have invested a lot. You know, I mean, this team worked really, really hard throughout the offseason, the summer, and they didn't get the September that they wanted. So there's going to be some hurt there, and that's okay. Yeah, and then you know, but the players, I think, were able to bring it up after there. We're just out there on Green Tree Field and talk through some things, and you know, and put into perspective. But that was just day one of a week. Everything last week was designed to make people uncomfortable, to see who would continue to fight through it. And by the time we left Green Tree Friday afternoon or Friday morning, you know, there was a little bit of a different feel. Came back yesterday, had a good practice today, and we just got to keep building. You know, I mean, like, you know, these things will all be forgotten when the ball hits the foot Saturday in Chapel Hill, but we're going through what we need to be going through.
What do you think it takes to finally, if it's going to happen, to get this thing flipped around and get a win, even winning a tight game here in this ACC, even going to North Carolina? What's the biggest thing for you to get this thing turned around and stop all the negativity at least for a week?
Well, it's just winning a football game, and they're all going to be tight. I mean, that's just what it's going to be. The games are all going to be tight. But when I say winning a football game, that's the stuff that's we've known forever that wins and loses. You know, I mean, we've got to create more turnovers. You know, I mean, we've got to be able to possess the ball and move the ball better on offense. We've got to play better complementary football. You know, between our offense and defense. I mean, just the things. It's just, these are just football things. They're not intangible things. You know, I mean, we've done a deep dive. The things that we knew, that identified, that we've got to be able to do better. It's actually more simple. We always say winning is simple. It's just never easy. And I think that's never more true right now.
Manny Diaz, that calls the plays on defense. What kind of adjustments have you had to make through this year from where it started to where it is? Besides, I know the tackling thing's been brought up by everybody, but for you, what kind of adjustments have you had to make with this group?
Adjustments, you mean schematic adjustments?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, scheme-wise. Just,
well, there's no scheme that can handle losing leverage of the football, right? There's no scheme that can handle, you know, as you mentioned, tackling. There's no scheme that can mention, you know, a miscommunication on the back end, something like that. So what we've done is we've identified the, you know, the through five games of, you know, what's been getting us, what the causes are. It's not specific to man coverage, zone coverage, blitz, no blitz, whatever. And then our frustration in terms of our inability to make big plays. I mean, we've, you know, one thing that we've, you know, I think been known for since I've been here is creating turnovers, you know, getting some ball disruption plays, affecting the quarterback, those type things. And our numbers pushing the quarterback are good, but we're not putting the guy on the ground. And certainly our turnover numbers, I mean, those are things that are going to, it's hard to win a game when you're not averaging one turnover per game created. Those are real things, but nothing occurs in a vacuum. What I mean by that is, you know, if we're going to be an up-tempo, fast-paced offense, we've got to hold on to the football. You know, when a defense is on the field for, you know, 50 snaps in a first half, there's going to be an effect of that. There's going to be an effect into the way that the guys play. So, but that's part of it. I mean, so if we're going to be that's by design. You know, we're going to be up tempo, we're going to be fast, but then you've got to be able to get into scoring points. And so that's where I talked about earlier about complementary football, where, you know, both sides of the ball have a stake in the other's success.
Hurricanes in North Carolina, 3:30 on Saturday. You can hear that game right here on 560 The Joe. Manny, thanks for your time as always. We'll bug you next week.
Thanks, Manny.
You got it, guys. Have a good week.
All right, it's a Manny Diaz Show brought to you by Camping World, making RVing fun and easy since 1966, and by Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota, proud sponsor of the Miami Hurricanes. Buying a car, selling a car, or need service, call 305-KENDALL.
All right, right now I want to tell you about my friends at Era Round the Clock Air Conditioning Company. Well, I've been talking about my guys over there for a long, long time. Going back to Big Daddy Lenny. we had that first conversation. He says, Joe, let me tell you what Air on the Clock's all about. An air conditioning meeting with a lot of other companies. We're all sitting around there. And he says, this thing was built on great service. It will never change. I drive my guys nuts, but those trained and certified technicians on those 120 trucks that go out every day in Broward and Palm Beach County, it's about those guys 7 days a week. It's about somebody calls and has an air conditioning problem. We got to go out and we got to fix it right away. Fix it and do it the right way. Second of all, if they need a new air conditioning unit because the one they have is dead, they need it quickly. They don't want to wait 2 or 3 days for that order to get in and do it. And that's what they've done a great job. And we lost Big Daddy Lenny, but Eric, Mike, Chippy, Big Joe, and Brian, all the rest of them over there, they're around the clock. Still family owned and still the same principles every day about work hard and take care of your air conditioning problems. Special financing, very competitive prices. And the next time you have any kind of problem, you're looking around for an air conditioning company. Well, I'll tell you what, there's a big one here in town that does a great job. That is Air Around the Clock. Just call 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. That's 1-888-FIX-MY-AC. And by the way, if you have any kind of plumbing problems, Air Around the Clock also got a nice plumbing company, Around the Clock Plumbing, 855-PLUMBER. Water heater problems, it's blown up. There's water everywhere. Need a new one quickly? The plumbers at Air Around the Clock will come out and take good care of you. Water, clogged toilets, or any other problems. They got some really good plumbers ready to go. All part of the Air Around the Clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. Manny Diaz, De'Ari King is done for the season, decided to get surgery, and he's not the only one. Jake Garcia.
Unbelievable.
Also getting ankle surgery, so Tyler Van Dyke, go get him, kid, because you are the quarterback. You don't have to look around. You're it, man. And by the way, this is why you come to the U.
That's right.
It's a great opportunity. I wish the team was better around you, but this is what – when he decided to come down here, and in a very unique situation for him, that he's it, man. By the way, you have to worry. I mean, two guys got operated on, so are getting operated on.
Oh, it's his show. It's Tyler Van Dyke's show the rest of the season. You wanted to try out. You wanted to see what he looks like. You got him for ACC play.
Yep. See if those guys can help him out around him and what it's going to look like, because nobody's going to care these last 7 games in ACC. Wow, you got a guy that's got 1 game experience or a game and a half or 2 games experience, and now you got to play against everybody. Nobody will care. Nobody at all is it's just about winning or losing, looking good or not is where you're going to be on this whole thing. By the way, getting back to the Dolphin game and the Brady show yesterday, the 7-on-7 Tom Brady show that was with the clean pocket and the open receivers everywhere and throwing for over 400 yards and 5 touchdowns and everything that he did yesterday. Wanted to ask everybody this question right now with the team playing so poorly, now defensively. Like, they did it on their own yesterday. They were bad. They were real bad. I don't even know. Tampa Bay punted once, maybe?
The truth is, I looked after you said that, and I didn't see one return for the Dolphins. So I don't know if they did.
I can't remember if there might have been one punt in there or not. I'm not exactly sure. But whatever it was, basically, the punter had the game off. He looked great in warm-ups, though. He looked great. He got a little workout warm-ups, and then that was it.
Touchdown, field goal, touchdown, touchdown, missed field goal, punt. Yes, there was a punt.
Oh, all right, there you go.
You're
There's
right.
a punt in there.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to ask everybody this question because it was a question in my car last night, driving home. We had to wait a couple hours there before we left, but getting back. So is this thing more about the players or the coaching with the Miami Dolphins? We're going to put that up in just a minute. I don't know if we have it up yet, but we'll start working on it. Give us a few minutes. At Joe Rose Show on Twitter. Is this more, or you can join us on the text machine, 305-567-0560. Is this thing right now more about the players or more about coaching? It's about both, but who you think's got more in this? Is this just poor coaching, or is this more about the players not playing well, or us just not getting the right players? Because it is so bad right now. When we've had a couple of games where everybody looks bad. I mean, way too many guys look bad.
Right.
And so I would ask everybody, after you look at it, and we got a lot of games left to do, but as of right now, as you're looking at it and you're frustrated and the young guys aren't playing well and the older guys, just two guys that one guy got the money needed and the other guy got a new contract, and they were two of the worst players in the game last night. I like them both, Jerome Baker and Xavier Howard, but they were bad.
Yep, real bad.
Brady, I don't know how many times he targeted the X-Man, but it'll be out today probably for Pro Football Focus. But it was not good, and he was trailing them so far away from the receivers that I thought he thought he had help inside. It
looked like he thought that, right, at that point.
So if that's the situation, it's going to fall back on coaching, that your players don't know what the hell they're doing. And coaches need to get through to them. And listen, when guys play well at certain positions, we go, man, that coach has done a great job. But when you don't, like that offensive line, although it was a little bit better yesterday after the but it's not good enough. Still not good enough overall. But Austin Jackson moving into left guard. And wow, this is shocking. Liam Eichenberg going back to the position he started 38 games at Notre Dame, left tackle. How about that?
It's wild what's going on with that offensive line.
More about players or more about coaching this morning? I would ask everybody out there whether you're so frustrated you can't stand it, you're thrown in the towel, you're moving on, you want to see something happen. It was so bad. I was driving home last night, going too fast, and I got pulled over.
Oof.
Got pulled over.
It's a bad end to the day.
You know that pitch dark area.
Yep, 75.
Yeah, you know 75.
Of course. I knew you were coming home from yesterday.
So I'm coming home. Guy pulls me over. Said in a little bit of a hurry, got you.
Yeah, you don't give out that, right?
96. Yeah. Was I going that fast?
Don't give that out.
And I wasn't in a great mood anyway. So the guy pulls me over, says, hey, what's going on? Let me see your driver's license. Yeah, okay. So I was like, man, how am I going to get out of this? I'm in a very good mood to, like, well, how am I going to get out of this? I go.
Could have been a worse time to pull you over.
So I said, hey, I got a few guys in the back here. You're a Dolphins fan. I tried everything. I mean, if I would have had a jersey or something, I would have given the guy, you know, anything.
I think your best bet was if he was a Bucs fan and he just felt bad for you.
Well, listen to this conversation. You got to love this. And it just fit in with the whole day. So the guy says, all right, you're in a little bit of a hurry. Ah, yeah. Said, we're coming from, we're all involved with the team, and we're coming from Tampa, and we're just getting back home. So, yeah, I got a couple of guys. If you're a football fan, some pretty good names.
Trying to get some pictures.
Some pretty good names here, if you know. You know.
Smart move.
And I was trying everything.
Yeah, smart move.
And I could tell he was in, you know, the shift that he has.
Right.
He was in no mood for it. And said, oh, you getting used to what's going on?
Oh.
So I thought he meant like something about my driving or something. I go, no, I got to slow down. I'm not talking about your driving.
Oh.
Talking about that game I saw. He said, grew up a Dolphin fan. So I went, oh,
ouch.
This is going well.
Ouch.
He said, and I go, yeah, these guys behind me won a lot of games. I mean, I'm trying everything. Oh. I'm throwing it out there. And he goes, you know what? I'm in such a bad mood, I'm going to give you a ticket no matter what.
Jeez.
He says, maybe you need to slow down a little bit. He was in no mood. He was in as bad a mood as we were. Went, oh, man, they're going, oh, man, Joe, you tried so hard. Yeah, man, it didn't go well.
That's stinky. Yeah, it's bad. It's a bad end to the day right there. Yeah, bad enough day to start.
And I knew, man, in that pitch dark, you got to slow down, man.
Of course.
For everybody, it's got that 75 ticket. Right. Because they got all those ambush tree areas, man.
Oh, it's dark. You can't see anything. You can't see anything out there.
Oh, it's pitch dark.
I knew you coming home that late, it was going to be a struggle. You're either going 65 or you're getting a ticket.
I tried off the bat. I can't believe I was going that. Right. What'd you get me?
Didn't even realize it, right? What'd you say, 96?
Didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like it. So anyway, that was...
I didn't realize that's how bad your day was yesterday.
It's a bad one.
Just to end it also. Drive home. Yeah, bad enough 4 hours watching that performance.
Whew.
You got to deal with that afterwards.
Yeah. More about players or coaches for you?
Right now, today, after yesterday, I'm going to go with players. I think both can get equal blame at this point or very close to it, but if I had to pick one, I'm going to go 51% players, 49%
I'm getting
coaches.
Where I'm having trouble believing that all these players, although I don't think we've done a great job drafting by any means.
No.
Which I made very
player
clear.
Personnel is not very good on this team either. But I'm talking about the
but
big
it's hard
game
to
guys.
Believe that all these guys, and I'm not necessarily talking about technique and stuff, about just being on the same page and covering the right guys and whatever your job is. If you're supposed to get out in the flats and cover somebody, or you're supposed to double a certain guy,
right.
We look lost.
Joe, if you would have told me Justin Coleman, Nick Needham, or even Iggy yesterday just got destroyed by Tom Brady. Xavier held his own. Byron kind of held his own. I had a couple plays he could have got back. But one of those three guys that destroyed him would have said, what do you expect? I didn't expect to see what I saw yesterday with your 1 and 2, your highest paid guys, what this defense is built around. How many times have we talked about how important Xavier and Byron are to this defense the way Flores plays it? And for them yesterday to both get burnt like they were rookies. There were good players on the other side of the field and a great quarterback.
You know,
I get it.
You know,
but
who,
man,
always
Joe,
seems
I expected
to, you know
more.
Who always seems to, like, at least make impact plays, and he had a couple yesterday, Alandon Roberts.
Always.
I wish everybody would play like he plays.
Tough hit, hard hit up
I'd
the
have
middle,
Alandon,
right.
I'd have Alandon cover a guy down the sideline to have him. You know, that's not what he does.
No.
Guy runs an out and up. They got the matchup they wanted. Shocking. And he took off knowing, oh, I know what you're trying to do.
Right.
You let Fournette try to outrun me down the sideline. I'm gone. Ball hits him in the head. He's great coverage.
Yeah.
Nowhere to go.
And he always has one of those hits, right?
And he has every one of those. Yeah.
Every game, it's one of something up the middle, something where you're not expecting it.
Everybody in the stadium heard
that
hit. Problem is, that was just one play, unfortunately, and it wasn't more stuff like that. All right, listen, we have a lot of stuff to get to. We have our poll up yet? At Joe Rowe Show.
Working on it right this second.
All right, at Joe Rowe Show.
Be up in
He's so busy watching the other show, he doesn't have time to do anything. At Joe Rowe Show,
players or coaches.
Players or coaches. Who's more to blame right now with whatever the hell has happened to this team? Players or coaches? There's a lot of different parts to the coaching stuff. Schemes. They play in their technique.
Players still got to play.
If they've lost their confidence.
Right.
Like some guys look like. I heard this yesterday, and I hate this. Some guys came off the field, and I heard this. They acted like they didn't care, which I always hate. And I believe guys play hard. Nobody wants to get smoked on TV or get beat where you're going against them. But I got to tell you, man, they took our two starting corners and they said, we're going to have time to throw and we are going after you guys because we think our three ones, any combination of our top three receivers are better than your top two or three corners, starting with the X-Man who just, again, I don't know what the technique was. All I know is he was feeding somebody inside, and there was nobody there.
Right.
And it did not look real pretty a couple of times. All right, right now we got to talk about this, thinking of the De'Ari King stuff and finding out about that. Man, that was a little bit of a shocker today. He is done for the season. But I do want to talk about sports-related injuries. Sooner or later, they happen to everybody. And when they do, it sure is nice to know you can go somewhere, get great results, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country, right here in our backyard. So you don't have to big-time somebody and know some doctor that can get you in to see the best. Well, you don't have to do any of that stuff. Not here. No, we got Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute. Boy, I'll tell you what, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. How good are they? What teams do they take care of? Inter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins, man. I'm talking about a group of top specialists in the country working together. A lot of them live down in Coral Gables area, work out at Doctors Hospital. Big part of Baptist Health, South Florida, which is getting better and better. But I'll tell you what, the one area that they are fantastic, the doctors they have, Achilles, knee, shoulder, ankle, back, hip and knee replacement, hand specialists, some of the best. Working with in-house physical therapists to get you back out playing the sports you love the most. You don't have to be a top high school, college, or professional athlete to see them. No. And we got a brand new facility, by the way, right now, right off 595 in Pine Island. You'll see the pineapple there right off the road there next to the Renaissance Hotel. A lot of those doctors are working up there as well to take care of our teams out of Broward County. So you can see them. You can see those same doctors work on those million-dollar athletes every day. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. Make an appointment today. One goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. Well, on top of the Miami Dolphins losing by 50 touchdowns yesterday, 45-17.
Felt like it.
Justin Herbert.
Oh, God.
Due for all, just a couple of yards under 400. Four touchdowns, ran for a fifth touchdown, and the Chargers have this great comeback to beat Cleveland by scoring 26 in the fourth. There's nothing about this kid, if you heard his coach talking about him yesterday, that we used to talk about. He's a top 10 quarterback. We're so far past that now. This is year two of being rookie of the year, and he is off to a ridiculous start and making throws down the field, big comebacks like that game, and just the things that he's been able – and by the way, against a really, really good Cleveland team. So that was great. And, of course, Josh Allen and Buffalo starting to also act like they're one of the two or three best teams in the National Football League. Beat up Kansas City last night, 38-20. Didn't see that one coming. He throws for four touchdowns. Buffalo, you have your quarterback.
Yeah.
And you've got him tied up for a long, long time. Don't worry. They're going to have Justin Herbert tied up for a long, long time, too, here. When it's time to get that extension done, they will gladly get that thing done.
Yeah, they're not worried about the fifth-year option on that one, right? Yeah.
The other one that's kind of a weird one, and maybe the only thing that made me feel really good over the weekend, Texas A&M beats Alabama. And I got to tell you, when I'm looking through all the games and the way Texas A&M's got some really bad losses, I'm like, they're just a team. They beat Alabama. What was it, 18-point spread?
18.5-point spread. This was supposed to be a blowout.
They thought at home when you're going to lose by three scores, and, of course, A&M's had some problems. What a win. What a win that is for Texas A&M.
Huge. I mean, it opens it up for them.
That might have been my highlight of my weekend watching that guy lose. He just doesn't lose that much.
I mean, I think it was 100 straight games of beating unranked opponents. Alabama had before this. Like, the streaks that ended were ridiculous with this loss. This was not them losing to number three Georgia or something like that at the time where Georgia jumps. Texas A&M, not ranked, not very good so far this season.
By the way, speaking of the SEC, how about the Kentucky story?
Great story.
Beat Florida. We didn't talk much about it because we had a lot of other stuff going on here. Probably should have more.
Yeah.
And then, besides Florida, and I don't know where Florida's going to fit in. They've got a big old matchup coming up here with Georgia. Georgia looks great, by the way. Don't want to forget about Georgia. But Kentucky? No, not basketball. Kentucky football. The guy's done a nice job, man. Beat the hell out of LSU.
It's amazing. It's crazy that's one of the best, if not one of the best stories in college football this year. Outside of the fact that you look at the AP poll, and you see, for the first time in so long, not Alabama at the top, Georgia, Iowa, like, this is your top couple teams. Wow.
Never thought you'd see that.
Right.
Right? Coming out of, what, the Big Ten and the SEC.
Joe, what if I told you 6 weeks into the season or 7 weeks into the college football season, Georgia, Iowa, and Cincinnati would be 1, 2, and 3? You would never believe that.
Cincinnati. By the way, that coach is, this continues.
Hot right
he,
now.
He continues to play well, which there's no reason the way they played against Notre Dame and other teams. He's going to get himself a real nice Power 5 coaching job, which will pay a lot more than they can at Cincinnati.
Joe, 4-team playoff right now would be Georgia, Iowa, Cincinnati, and Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Just, I mean, how about that? That was barely, one heck of a game, too.
Barely hanging on. I tell you what, there are a lot of – and by the I know we're talking about the ugly one yesterday for the Dolphins, but there were a lot of good games, a lot of good NFL, a lot of good college football games that you got up and went, wow, that was really fun to watch. Wake Forest 6-0?
Yeah.
Wake Forest?
Ridiculous.
Florida State beats up North Carolina at North Carolina after some bad losses they've had. They're getting better.
But the fact that Lincoln Riley pulled his guy that potentially in mock drafts the top 2, 3 pick, whatever it was, and putting in the young guy and coming back and winning that game in the Red River Shoot. I mean, if you blinked in the first 4 minutes of that game, you missed 4 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns. Like, it was ridiculous what was going on there.
Oh, just
fun game to watch.
Great rivalry, and everything else around that thing was fantastic. So anyway, we have our poll up today. Hope you'll be able to jump in there at Twitter at Joe Rose Show, and let us know. It's very simple. Is this more the problems with the Dolphins more about the players or more about the coaching? Because I think it's more than fair to bring up the way that thing looked yesterday. And lack of development of players. It's really hard for me to believe that all 53 players, including a couple of draft picks, can't even suit up. That this thing, I'm kind of leaning.
Yeah, I want to know where your vote is
towards the coaching.
Yeah,
coaching's a problem.
That's what's leading the poll right now. Question easy: who's to blame more right now for the Dolphins' 1-4 start? A little over 130 votes right now. 67% say coaches.
So we all sit around and talk about it too. Like, what's going on? What is this about? Where did this come from? A lot of the same guys, same faces in the same places, and it's not working. It's just not. And by the way, now you got to worry about same thing. University of Miami's worrying about confidence in what you're calling. Confidence to go out. You can't change the whole team. Those guys know it. Hey, man, we're what you have. You can't get rid of all of us. You might be able to make a little statement and trade Jakeem Grant. But what else can you really, really do? You shift some guys on the offensive line yesterday.
I just think what hurts the most after yesterday's game, I mean, I get it. You're playing the Bucs, best team, Super Bowl champs, fine, that's great. But what was supposed to be the strength – of the team, the DBs, you know, Byron and Xavier and those guys.
They finally broke.
I mean, broke.
They broke big.
I mean, they shattered yesterday.
Looked like 7-on-7 watching Tom Brady with his receivers and his running back yesterday. It really, really did. So that was no tackling, no covering. It was bad. And by the way, something else happened. Besides just Austin Jackson moving down to left guard, which means he can't play left tackle. He's not good enough. So he's moving down to left guard. First round pick just in 2020. I just wanted to get that out there in case you haven't heard it 4,000 times on this show. But also, I thought it was interesting for the team saying, no, we like our system with the way the three guys are working together. Studsville, Gotsy, Fry, all working together. Quarterback coach, couple of coordinators. Then we find out yesterday from the quarterback that George Gotsy is in his ear.
All right.
Can only be one in your ear, man.
I just don't get
only
it.
Only one in your ear, and it's George Gotsy. So the team's saying it's not a big deal. We like the way the system's set up, and then things change. And again, if it was working, you're scoring more than 17 points. Right. Nobody would care, Zach, if they let you call 10 plays a game.
I get it.
Nobody would care if somebody's wife came up there and said, she's a real good play caller. Give her 10 today. But when you're not scoring points, you're one of the worst teams in football scoring and all the other bad stats offensively.
Questions are going to come up.
Barely got to 300 yards yesterday again. Then everything's under the microscope. That's just the way it is. Just
it's just bad.
Just really.
What's good about it? Like, what's the good aura around this team right now? Like, they're 1-4. Like, I can't find anything. Oh, well, this is at least they're doing this okay. Can anyone answer what that is?
No.
Like, we're talking about coaching. We're talking about players. We're talking about play calling. We're talking about guys just not playing up to where they should right now. The stars on the team not playing like stars. And backup quarterback, Tua could come back.
What's the one thing that all the top teams have in common right now? The top teams, they're getting great quarterback play.
Yeah, right. That's an easy one to answer,
right? The league is so – it's more important. The old NFL, you could win. Trent Dilfer was a quarterback. Not in the sense Trent Dilfer's been our conversation with the Tua thing.
Right.
Trent Dilfer won a championship, and honestly, he was good. I'm being nice. He was good.
Even a little less than that. Some
okay.
That's right.
But today's game.
Got to have a great quarterback.
Look at the days that Brady had yesterday. I'll tell you what. You know who's been a big surprise for me? Is that guy playing in Arizona. I didn't even believe it when they said, yeah, you know, they took the quarterback back-to-back years. And Josh Rosen, who I saw walk out as a backup yesterday morning with Atlanta.
That's right.
But. Kyler Murray is unbelievable. He's in the right system, playing great. I don't know where you rank him, but he's moving up that he's trending upwards in that top 10. Everybody's looking for the top 10 quarterback.
Right.
He's a top 10 quarterback. Easy to do.
But
well, I do know two guys that are definitely in the top 10 is Justin Herbert and Josh Allen. And they're knocking on the door with all the big boys now, going, hey, say hello. Hey, Mahomes. Come on, right. Tom, you're the man. What you're doing, I mean, right now, what you did, you know, yesterday, the doll, right? But those guys are taking a back seat to too many guys right now.
Joe, it's not coincidental. Buffalo, 4-1, Josh Allen. Chargers, 4-1, Justin Herbert.
What a comeback.
Dallas, 4-1, Dak Prescott. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers, 4-1. Tampa Bay, Brady, 4-1. Rams, 4-1, Matt Stafford.
No.
Arizona, Kyler Murray. We're not talking about any of these teams that have a below average quarterback still 4-1, you know, 5-0. It's not happening.
No, it's
0-5 Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, 1-4 Jets, Zach Wilson, the young guys or the quarterback's not playing up to par right now.
But I don't blame those young guys.
No, but
those
Danny Dimes for the Giants.
Well, I don't know what you meant by saying Jacksonville. Like, he's on a bad team.
Right, but what I'm saying also is the fact that those are young quarterbacks in a system where they're not that very good, yet look at these other teams at the bottom. Jared Goff's not very good. That team is 0-5.
No, but I didn't know what you meant by all those young guys. They get a hall pass. We got to put them on the hall pass.
Well, Jets team isn't very good, but I don't think – okay, so we'll take the young guys out. Take Trevor Lawrence and Zach Wilson.
Well, I'm just saying, when we get in this quarterback thing and we bring up Trevor Lawrence, like Trevor Lawrence just all of a sudden get bad. He's on a bad team that doesn't know how to win.
Matt Ryan. But you can't. I mean, I put that also, and then I look back and say Kansas City's not really 2-3, are they?
Yeah, I don't think people are worried, but they're turning the ball over
a lot
right now.
Yeah.
All right, we got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. A lot more stuff to get to, so we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.